T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ann Bonetti is with us right now. Hello, Ann. Where are you from? Warwick, Rhode Island, it says here.
Warwick, Rhode Island, yes.
Yeah, Warwick, Rhode Island. Dr. Karen Jacobson, a different Dr. Jacobson, right?
Yes, and we are not married.
Lou was getting a little confused in the middle. He wanted
to verify. Jacobson, when I looked down, I was like, I wanted to make sure, because I thought maybe if it was the same doctor, you could say hi to the Gare Bear.
But. And so, she's also my hero. Just wanted to add that.
Well, she should be your hero.
She
these
is
doctors
my hero.
And these researchers
Absolutely.
And these people that work here are heroes. There's
Absolutely.
No question about it. So what happened to you, Ann? When were you diagnosed?
About 2.5 years ago. I was feeling really tired, the usual.
Sort of like what Gary was just telling us.
Kind of the same. And I went to my primary care doctor, had some tests done, and like I've heard so many people say today, they got that telephone call that they don't want to get from their doctor at 5 o'clock at night saying I needed to go to the hospital. My blood levels were low, my hemoglobin, all my blood work had come back very, very low. So I went to Miriam Hospital in Providence, and one thing led to the other, and I kept thinking I had a virus and everything was going to be fine, and sure enough, 2 days later, I was diagnosed with lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And at the time, they thought it might have been leukemia. So they said, we're kind of happy that it's lymphoma. It's a little bit easier to treat. So I went through 6 months of chemo in Providence at Miriam Hospital. That July, I was told that I was cancer-free. About 6 or 7 months later, we were planning a family vacation. It was April, and I got a phone call from my oncologist in Providence asking me if there was anyone with me, if I was alone. She had some news for me. So I knew right then what the news was, that the cancer had come back. So my husband and I made an appointment. We went to see her, and she said, there's nothing we can do for you here. There's nothing that Miriam Hospital can do. You need to go to Dana-Farber. She said, you need a stem cell transplant, and you need it soon, she said. She said, go on your vacation. We'll deal with this when
sure.
we get back.
Just, relax,
don't
have
even
fun.
Worry about it.
So it was a family vacation. So in some ways it was okay. I had my grandkids with me, my kids. And we kind of just said, we're going to make the best of this vacation. We didn't know what was ahead of us when we came back. So I was so fortunate to be put in Dr. Jacobson's care. We went on May 8th for my first visit. Just so happens May 1st, a clinical trial was begun for people with lymphoma that had only had chemo. Dr. Jacobson can speak better to this than I can. But they had said, Dr. Jacobson said, if you're interested in it, we'll put your name in. It's a randomized study. You could be put in and have the stem cell transplant, or you could get CAR-T, the new procedure. So I just kept thinking, whatever is best will happen. And sure enough, I got randomized into the CAR-T. I started my treatment in, when did I start my treatment?
Must have been June, right?
In June was my first chemo. The middle of June, I had the procedure done, June 13th, for the CAR-T. Went through, couple of weeks of some difficult times, but it was amazing. I was discharged from the hospital. A month later, I had my first scan done, and I was totally cancer-free.
So, Dr. Jacobson, can you explain what is CAR-T therapy?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we heard from Gary. Gary was cancer-free after 3 months. Anne was cancer-free after 3 and 6 months as well of chemotherapy. But unfortunately, for some people, their lymphoma comes back. And for this type of lymphoma, the standard treatment would be to get another type of chemotherapy for about 2 months. And then if you respond favorably to that, to go forward with a stem cell transplant with their own stem cells. So it's a course of high-dose chemotherapy, and then they use their own stem cells to rescue them from the side effects of this. And if that either the the second line of chemotherapy doesn't work or the transplant doesn't work, CAR T-cell therapy was approved in October 2017 to treat those patients. So those are patients who have already seen two or three cycles of ineffective chemotherapy. And it's a totally different way to treat cancer. So instead of giving people drugs that make you nauseous and lose your hair and put you at risk for infection, we actually take the patient's own T cells, which are cells of their immune system. We remove them from their body and send them to a lab and transform them with some new DNA to make them better cancer-fighting cells.
Super cells.
Yeah, super cells, exactly.
So they actually, they fight the cancer,
their
own cells.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
So
it's basically like PEDs for cancer cells.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And so it takes about 3 weeks to make the cells, and then they come back to us, and then we give people some gentle chemotherapy, which isn't meant to make people sick or make them fight their lymphoma, but it's meant to make them a better host for those T cells to do a better job fighting the cancer when we put them back into the patient's body. And then the patients, so Anne got admitted for her cell infusion. We give the cells in the hospital, and then we monitor them for at least 7 days afterwards because there are some unique side effects to CAR T cells that we don't see with other cancer therapies. Think of it sort of like a flu on steroids, right? So your immune cells that are activated under normal circumstances with the flu, they're the ones that actually release substances into the blood that cause fever, the body aches, the headaches, the fatigue, and that happens after CAR T cell, but to a much higher degree, and even to such a high degree that sometimes people have to go temporarily to an ICU. Thankfully, Anne didn't need that. Anne was sitting there waiting for these things to happen because everyone gets nervous when they don't happen, that it means that they're not working.
So this therapy is just a couple years old, right?
Yep. So it was FDA approved for people more advanced than Anne was in October 2017. Because it's so successful, so it's curing probably up to 40 to 50% of people who had no other options at that point. People were trying to move it up earlier into therapy to avoid ineffective chemotherapy for people. So Anne was one of our first patients who went on this study where if you relapse after that first round of chemotherapy, you are being randomized. Half of the patients get CAR T right away and then half get the standard of care, which would be the second line of chemotherapy. Now those patients, if they don't do well, they can get commercial standard of care CAR T-cell therapy. But Anne, the most amazing thing to me was we sat in the office a month after her CAR T-cells and her scan showed a complete remission. And I said, today's the day you would have gotten your scan after those two rounds of chemotherapy and you would be looking at going into the transplant. And and 2 weeks later, she was back at work as opposed to 2 weeks later being admitted to the hospital for a month and then having 3 months of, needing to live
in
isolation.
That put it all in perspective. Yeah.
So this development of this CAR T therapy, this is what we're talking about here as far as raising money, why it's so important, how things have changed. We said last 5 years, now we're talking 2 years, and the success rate, and speaking of how important it is for us here and for people out there to pick up that phone and help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this none of this could happen without support and without fundraising. Even though there's lots of investment in CAR T cell therapy, there are lots of trials. I mean, if you looked up the number of trials across the globe in CAR T right now, it's tremendous. Even at Dana-Farber, I mean, we're working with patients like Anne. We're collecting her blood. Collecting tumor samples and things like that so that we can understand better how to make this better so it's 100% effective, not 50% effective for people. So so we're optimistic that we're going to get there, and it's because of support from listeners today and from listeners throughout the year that we're able to do this.
And we need it expanded so more people have the opportunity to do it. You're
absolutely
not sitting at some lottery procedure. 877-738-1234. If you call, if you donate money, you can help this and expand some of this therapy that's been done. And it was great meeting you.
Thanks for meeting you.
It's good to see everything is going well. Doctor,
great.
Thank you very much for explaining. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to update that, our bill of token.
Remember, you can text, too. You can text K-Cancer to 20222, and you can donate $25.
With my man Picard.
Yeah.
With my man Picard.
Very easy way to donate
text
here.
K-Cancer.
Thank you.
To 2022.
Beautiful.
Two. Get that extra two in there, Danny. We're live from Fenway Park. It's the Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, all presented by our Bella Insurance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.